This special edition in-depth program, The Kids Are Back, Back to School, is brought to you in part by Central College, Two Rivers Cooperative, the City of Pella, Pella Corporation, Pella Engraving Company, and the Knoxville Recreation Center. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you would like to suggest a topic for in-depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Verduft Agency, Central Cellular, Boats Home Furnishings, Dr. Kurt Vanderplew, Ulrich Ford and Lincoln, and Pella Regional Health Center. Enjoy the program.
Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
The kids are back. Back to school. In the sixth part of a 10-part in-depth series on how to help children do their best in school, let's learn how to keep them safe as they use modern technology that offers both great opportunity and peril. Let's go in-depth with Pella Police Chief Robert Bokinski. Well, Chief, kids have amazing technology right at their hands, don't they, these days?
Oh, they most certainly do. I think back to a trip I made to Disneyland when I was about 6 years old, and they had a phone on the wall and had a photograph on it, and they said in the future you'll actually be able to look at somebody on the phone when they're speaking. And I just thought, I couldn't conceive how such a thing would happen. And went from that to, you know, now we have the cell phones and the smartphones, and you know, you go back 20 years, 30 years, if somebody had asked me, could that, we do such a thing and, you know, drive and speak on the phone, I would just wonder how long the telephone cord would have to be. You know, it's just a technology we couldn't conceive of back in those days.
Well, and now they have incredible internet access to all kinds of things on the internet, now on all of their cell phones. And it was like, I was telling somebody the other day, when I was in school, the only technology we had was like a light bulb and a school bus. We didn't have anything like that. So it's a whole new world.
Oh, yeah, I can relate to that. We had no computers in school when I was there. And as a matter of fact, when I started in law enforcement, we didn't use computers. There was no DNA technology. There were not digital cameras. We had none of that. It was just, you know, just a lot of shoe leather and elbow grease to get the job done. And, you know, now it seems like you can't do anything without technology.
Well, do you have any tips for parents to keep kids safe? Just basically, let's start with the internet. How do we keep our kids from the bad neighborhoods on the internet?
Well, there's actually a lot to say here, Dr. Bob. Suppose I should start with the most precious thing in any parent's life is their children. Far more important than their home, how much money they have or how much money they make, their boats, their motorcycles, all the toys that they have. Nothing's as important as their family, and especially their children. Raising a child is truly a sacred trust, and we have to consider it as such. And with that being said, we really have to do a lot of proactive things to make sure our children are kept out of harm's way. We don't allow them to play in the highway, for instance. You wouldn't take them out on 163 and have them playing ball out there. Far too dangerous. Same thing with the internet. Now, the internet's, I don't want to call it a double-edged sword, but it is just a great, great resource. There's so much information out there, and I think we're a smarter world because of the technology and because of the internet. But at the same time, it can be a very, very dangerous place, and it's really incumbent about parents to put certain safeguards in place to assure their children remain safe.
Well, what are some of those safeguards?
First off, if there's a computer in the home that a child is using, it should really be in a public area where their parents can monitor what is occurring. You know, hopefully a child shouldn't be in a room where the door can be closed and they can do things covertly, so to speak. If they're doing something on the internet, the parent really not only should be aware of it, but hopefully the child isn't doing something that they wouldn't be willing to share with the parent. Things such as the websites that they're visiting, people they're talking to, their Facebook page. Those are the types of things that really should be monitored by a parent.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on the Kids Are Back, Back to School is brought to you in part by Van Haften Racing and Otley, Precision Pulley and Idler, Dowie Pest Control, Skirring and Utermarkt, Pella Historical Society, and Digital Galleria. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting KNIAKRLS.com in the Radio Audio Media Player. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Culver's of Pella, Marion County Title Services, The Cutting Edge in Pella, Allen Family Dentistry, and Midtown Tire.
I continued my conversation about technology with Pella Police Chief Robert Bokinski. Do the basic sort of safety precautions we all teach our kids, like, you know, don't talk to strangers, don't give your name and address out, we don't do that on the street, is the same thing hold for the internet?
Oh, absolutely, and even more so. At least on the street, you know who you're speaking to. You don't have that advantage on the internet. And you have to almost understand the mind of the predator. I mean, again, the internet's a great place full of knowledge and wisdom, but it's also a great stalking ground for those who are predators. And you have to understand the mind of a predator. If somebody wants to go hunting, they don't go to a high school basketball game and see who shows up in the gym. No, they go out into the woods. That's where the game is. Fisherman goes to the water. And pedophiles and predators, a lot of times they'll go to parks. They'll go to places children congregate. You know, why would they go to a nursing home? There's no need for them to go there. There's nothing they want there. They go where the children are. And the same holds true for the internet. It is a very popular place for youth, and that's where the predators go. You know, I was looking at the number of sex offenders, registered sex offenders we have in the Pella community. And that's something we like to monitor. And as of this morning, there's 10 registered sex offenders in Pella. But I would beg to differ. I would say that there's over 747,000 sexual predators in Pella when you consider the entire internet community. That's how many registered sex offenders there are in the United States. And that's actually just those who have been convicted and caught. There's many more out there who have not been caught yet. Or those who were caught prior to the sexual offender registration law going into effect. The 747,000, again, is just the United States. You have to consider the internet is global, and there are many, many that speak English, speak it very well from other countries that also prowl our internet and try to target our youth.
I guess you're referring to situations where, like, we've heard about people from other states crossing state lines to meet kids that they've met on the internet.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I've actually historically, I've been involved in several cases where that has occurred. And again, the internet, that community has, the tentacles are considerable. It could be somebody that's close. I've had cases where it was somebody from the next town over, and I've seen examples where they traveled from Massachusetts to Delaware.
On Facebook, you have friends. Should we monitor who our children's friends are on Facebook?
Oh, absolutely. The children, first off, everybody should safeguard their passwords, but the children should be willing to share their password with their parents and really nobody else. You can trust your parents, and that'll allow the parents to monitor what is occurring there. And what the parents should look for is the content appropriate, first off? Who are they speaking with? And also gauge the activity on there. It's not unusual for children to have a Facebook page for their parents and another one that they have covertly. If you know your child's spending a lot of time on the Facebook, but the activity on the page doesn't reflect that, that might be a red flag.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program, The Kids Are Back, Back to School, is brought to you in part by Knoxville Community School District, Marion County Auto Body, Pleasantville Schools, Norris Asphalt Paving Company, Twyla Wilson, Director of Sales, Shackley Nutrition, The Next Chapter, and Sundance Realty. Join us for In-Depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you would like to suggest a topic for In-Depth, send an email to bobleonard@kniakrls.com. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Anytime Fitness in Knoxville, Dandee Farms, Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, Brookwood Incorporated, the Marion County Fair Association, Medicap Pharmacy in Oskaloosa, and Twin Cedars Schools. Enjoy the program.
I continued my conversation about technology with Pella Police Chief Robert Bokinski. Anything else that we should look out for?
Yeah, just a couple things to put this in perspective. You know, there's great risk here. I mentioned earlier about the most precious thing a parent has is their children, and there's considerable risk here. I know a lot of parents don't want to step into their child's privacy, but you have to weigh the risk and the outcome. This is not where you want to make a mistake and let something bad happen. It doesn't happen instantly. It doesn't happen quickly. These predators are very, very good at what they do. This is important to them, and because of that, they become very good. It's common for them to draw the child in. It'll start off sometimes by a child in a chat room, which happens to be the most dangerous place in the internet. It'll start with a child complaining about a parent, and say it's a 13-year-old child, well, their 15-year-old friend who they're chatting with will understand them and side with them. And the next thing you know, that turns into my friend on the internet's the only one who understands me. Well, that friend on the internet may very well be a 58-year-old man, and there's no way to show that it's that it is or isn't a 15-year-old. That's the danger of it. And once they're drawn in, then they have them. And that's where you end up with these meetings in person or pornographic photographs being sent back and forth. And you never see it coming. You don't go into a chat room with that intention. But over time, these people who are very good will wear down the child, and the child will make a mistake, and one that they will regret for a long, long time, one that the parents will regret for a long, long time as well.
Well, let's switch to cell phones for a little bit. And there's this whole culture of taking photos, of videos that, you know, kids and older people, everybody has a video camera or a camera with them at all times now, and they shoot all kinds of stuff. And some of the teenagers in particular are sharing photos or video that aren't appropriate. I'll just put it that way. Are there any warnings there? And I think they call it sexting or sharing videos, whatever the terminology is. Is that, do you have any cautions for that?
Oh, I certainly do. First off, and I guess this will be directed at the person, obviously, who's actually doing the sexting, more so than even the parent. And, you know, take a step back and consider what you're doing. It may be a young lady or a young man sending a photograph to a boyfriend or girlfriend. That's who they are today. What happens tomorrow or next week or next month when they're not your boyfriend or girlfriend anymore? That photograph's out there, and once it's out there, you can't get it back. There's nothing you can do to get it back. It can be posted to the internet. It's global. It can be texted to other people. And it doesn't time out. It's just there forever in this cyber world. And you have to consider, is this a photograph that you want your parents to see? Is this a photograph you want your pastor to see or your grandparents to see or your future husband or wife or even your children, because they very well may be looking at it someday? That in and of itself is just a horrible circumstance to be in. The second thing, and this is one that people usually don't consider, is that if for a 14, 15, 16-year-old to take that type of photograph of themselves and distribute it is actually a violation of federal law. It is distribution of child pornography. Even if it is of yourself, it's still distribution of child pornography, and everybody who possesses that photograph is in possession of child pornography. So it really ups the game considerably. And getting back to, you know, at the time the photograph is taken and sent, do you want to spend the rest of your life on a registry as a sex offender, which very well could happen if charges are pressed in a matter like that?
Now, I don't know. I guess that maybe we're too old to understand this or something, but it seems like just an obvious, dumb thing to do. But kids are doing it all the time, and there are kids that are having that label, teenagers with that label, that are tarnished with it the rest of their lives, but they still keep doing it. Why does this happen?
Why it happens, I don't understand. It's not from my world. We didn't do things like this. We couldn't do things like this. We didn't have the ability to do such a thing. But we're in a different world. Just think, email. We didn't even have email when I first became a police officer. If you wanted to send something, you called somebody on the phone or you wrote them a letter. Now you can do it instantly and you get an instant reply. And something else about email is people say and do things through email that they would never do if they were speaking to somebody in person. I don't know if it's passive aggressive or they're just emboldened, but it's just behavior that that you see from time to time that it just didn't occur years ago. You know, now, you know, we're a different people, and I don't know if technology has taken us there or what it is, but It's the fact of the matter.
Well, it's tragic, and so kids just don't do it.
No, they shouldn't do it.
Just don't do it.
Don't do it.
More in depth after this.
This special edition in-depth program on The Kids Are Back, Back to School is brought to you in part by Vermeer Corporation, Motor and Auto Group of Knoxville, Iowa State Savings Bank, Hy-Vee in Knoxville, Knoxville Raceway, Raceway Tire and Exhaust, the Pleasantville Clinic, and the South Central Iowa Solid Waste Agency. Join us for in-depth every weekday as Dr. Bob Leonard goes in-depth on the local topics that you care about, following our hour-long news magazines at 8 a.m., 1 p.m., and 6 p.m. If you miss in-depth, you can hear this week's programs in their entirety by visiting KNI. IAKRLS.com in the radio audio media player. Once again, thanks to our sponsors, Iowa State Investment Representative Joe Cunningham, Kevin Wadley, CPA, McCorkle Hardware, Knoxville Chamber of Commerce, Salon 114 in Knoxville, Klein's Quick Time and Towing, 3M Manufacturing, Knoxville Farm and Home, Stepping Stones Early Learning Center, and Celebrate Community Church.
I continued my conversation about technology with Pella Police Chief Robert Bokinski. Have you ever been to the scene of an accident where it was a tragic accident, let's just say, where somebody was texting or talking on their phone or doing something they shouldn't have been with that remarkable device, the telephone, in an inappropriate context?
Oh, many times. We had one earlier this week right here in Pella. The fact of the matter is it was distracted driving. So I've been on many scenes, many accidents, and you know, when you take your eyes off the road and you're focused on what you're typing into your phone, you're not giving full time and attention to what you're doing. And what you're doing is driving a 2,000-pound bullet down the road or a missile, and it can do a lot of damage. And the most important thing while you're in the vehicle and driving is driving.
Any last words of advice for parents or kids as we consider this new world of technology that we have today?
Yeah, I suppose in closing, for the parents, what I'd say is really just to repeat what I said earlier. Your children are so precious. It is a sacred trust, raising a family. And no amount of success can compensate for failure in the home. It's a full-time job. And it's just a precious, precious opportunity to have those children in your home and watch them grow and watch them to develop into adults. And again, it's a lot of work, You know, and sometimes as a parent, you have to make the tough decisions, and you can't always be the good guy. And even though I encourage people to spend time on the internet, there's nothing wrong with it. You know, there's great opportunity there because there's a line in the internet where it's very easy to step over. And it's really important that we assure that our children stay on the right side of that line. As for the youth, you know, I love the youth, especially in Pella. What a great community this is. We have really good kids here. We have really good parents here. And it just, you know, would really, really tear at my heart to see anything bad happen here, knowing that I personally didn't do everything I could to prevent it. With children, I guess a good thing to consider is not what's going on today, but in the future. We talked about the sexting and the ramifications for years to come. You know, that really holds true for all that you do. You don't want to approach things from the perspective of how bad can I be and still be a good person. You want to get as far away from that line as you possibly can, and it's empowering to do such a thing. One of the neat things with the internet is you can get drawn into certain things, but you can also hit the delete button. You can change your name. You can adjust privacy settings on your Facebook. And there's a lot of neat things you can do. And when you do those things, again, it's empowering. I've never seen a situation where somebody has done something wrong, got one over on their parents, a situation of infidelity of any sort, where that person felt better for having done such a thing. And I would just, again, we have great youth in this community. Be valiant and be vigilant in all that you do.
Thanks to Chief Robert Bokinski for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.